It's NFL draft day, the first round tonight here on The Ticket, and it's a Musers NFL draft day tradition. Joining us now on The Ticket Hotline is our sports expert who cut his teeth as the premier draft expert in the nation. Before Mel Kiper Jr., there was Ribby Paltz. Good morning, Ribby.
So funny.
Good morning, gentlemen.
This is your day, isn't it?
I love this day. The NFL draft is my bread and my butter.
Would you like to plug your draft newsletter?
Yeah, it's the Paltz newsletter, and you can sign up by sending me a self-addressed stamped envelope at my email address, Street.
Street?
Uh-huh. I live on 1 Street.
Okay.
But that's not an email address.
No, that's my physical address. You need to make a photocopy of your email and fax it to my snail mail address.
All right.
All right, very well. Well, it's always interesting to listen to your mock draft and see what you've got the Cowboys doing.
I've done all the work, and I've thinked all the thoughts about this draft.
Okay.
And I have come up with the definitive top 10 picks of the Selection Make Choose Draft 2017.
Wow. All right. Let's go.
At the number one put have.
Put?
The Cleveland Brown take an impressive player man that they feel will help them with football. And that player man is none other than, and without further ado, is Obi Melifonwu, the safe man from Connecticut.
Not Myles Garrett.
A good player, but I've not heard that name.
Obi Melifonwu.
Okay.
At the number two draft choose.
Here we go.
The 49er. Not how he says it. The 49er. The 49er from San Francisco, Oklahoma, or whatever.
California.
State. Yeah, California. They take the selection that they make. And this selection that they make is without a doubt, and without further ado,
jeez,
the player man that they take, a.k.a. and also known as Juju Smith-Schuster.
I think
wide receivership from USC.
I think I see a trend here. Are you just going with funny names?
No, I'm not going with funny names. They really like his run potential and his hit certification. Number three!
Sorry.
Bear Chicago make from the Team NFL is none other than the choice they make, the player who have need no introduction announcement make, Akello Witherspoon.
The first round pick, third overall?
The Bear chooses the Akello Witherspoon, who plays a citizen band position from Colorado. What's CB stand for?
Cornerback.
Cornerback from Colorado. He has the sort of edge rush distance elevation that the Bear needs to address, and he has incredible downside potential.
Downside.
Well, you'd stay away from him then.
At the after three position in our NFL draft dial, we have an number four choose make. And with that said number four choose make, we have, and I quote, a draft selection to choose. And the Jacksonville Jaguars trade up their pass to the 49er for the number two player man, Juju Smith-Schuster, the horny from USC.
Why would the 49er do that?
At the number, don't ask me, ask 49er. At the number five trade make, gentlemen, number the Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
Take the guy they've had their eye on for 10 whole years now.
No way.
K-No okay past Sagnon. The defensive end man from Villanova.
With the fifth overall pick.
Past Sagnon is an incredible tank defenser and a multiple orgasm pass rusher. He has a triple threat elbow knee, and he has a waist-to-nipple ratio that we have not seen in this league since Conrad Dobler, God rest his soul.
He's still alive.
He's still with us, Ruby.
At the number six collection, Happy, the New York Jet takes Damonte KZ.
See what he's doing.
The
yeah,
corner
he's just
man
taking
from
funny
San
names.
Diego State. And at numero uno, known as seven, the L.A. Charger, without further ado, takes the man that needs no introduction. At number eight.
Well, who?
Who was it?
Oh, he didn't need an introduction.
Know. I don't know. They wouldn't introduce me to him. At the number eight, everyone passes. Then, at the number nine, gentlemen, the Cincinnati Bengal from Cincinnati takes the Good Strongs, also known as the players of football from college. You know them as J. Brill Peppers and Chidobe Awuzie.
Get two picks?
Two?
And this is like getting two players for one. This is a great pickup at number nine, gentlemen.
That's interesting.
And finally, at number 10, which in my mind rounds out the top 10 of this draft.
Sure.
The Buffalo Bills selects a choose, and I think you will join me in welcoming him to the NFL via the draft of the National Football League, Jermaine Illuminor. Jermaine is an Illuminor that is dealt with to be reckoned with. And they will be impressive with him at number 10 in the Buffalo Bill draft.
I have not seen a top 10 like that in all the mock drafts I've looked at.
That is the way it's going to go down, gentlemen. Believe it or not, and you better believe it because it is going to happen.
No thoughts on Cowboys at 28?
Yeah, look at his notes.
The Cowboys fell out of my draft, gentlemen.
Fell out of your
they
draft?
Fell out of
no, but I think, just off the top of my head, I think the Cowboys would do well to address their needs in the draft and take a good, strong choice with maybe probably Tay Harris McKinley or Taco Charlton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Somewhere in there. Or maybe, who knows, maybe Samaj G. Perrine will fall down to the Cowboys. And if they get more adventurous, look for them to take Raekwon McMillan or Damonte KZ.
Okay.
All right, Ribby. Not bad.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
We'll check in with you in the next 3 days.
You still
by
got
way,
it.
I know that you guys got a lot of Aggies that live down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Uh-huh.
Miles Garrett's falling out of the draft.
Out of it.
Totally out of it.
He's not going to be drafted this year.
Wow, that would be shocking.
Look for him to maybe be drafted next year.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks for coming. Bye.
We'll see you. That's Ribby Paulson, his mock draft.